Hi, it's Dan Flank here with the latest. It's estimated the economy would cop a $4 billion a week hit if a second wave of coronavirus cases plagued the country. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's confirmed the news during today's economic update in Canberra, with $1.5 billion of that just in New South Wales.
For Victoria, the cost would be around $1 billion. In Queensland, $800 million. In Western Australia, $500 million. In South Australia, $200 million. In Tasmania, $100 million. In the ACT, $100 million, and in the Northern Territory, $40 million per week.
He's confirmed GDP's tipped to fall by 10% over the June quarter, which equates to around $50 billion. Unemployment is tipped to reach 10%, essentially doubling. Despite today's news, PM Scott Morrison's told Parliament life will start getting back to normal thanks to how quickly the government rolled out its economic support package.
We have mapped out the road back to a COVID-safe economy. So Australians can go back into their workplaces. So children can be back in school. Both of my daughters are back in school today, in the classroom, in New South Wales. That road back is giving Australians hope. It's giving them confidence.
Today was earmarked as Budget Day. However, that will now happen in October. And a Townsville couple's taken home a whopping $8.9 million after winning Powerball. The retirees winning last Thursday's jackpot. The pair plan to help out family and donate some of the winnings to charity.
You ready?
Penrith has confirmed Nathan Cleary and Tyro May will accept their punishments for failing to cooperate with the NRL Integrity Unit. Both have been handed two-match bans and have been fined after women were snapped at the pair's home on Anzac Day. The Panthers have released a statement saying the pair have expressed sincere remorse. The Queensland government's upped the ante over the flu jab debate, saying any player from New South Wales who refuses vaccinations on grounds other than medical ones won't be allowed to play in the state. It raises big questions over Titans players Bryce Cartwright and Brian Kelly.